That's your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 10th day of September 2024, where, of course, we have the sole presidential debate tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Check out and see if Kamala falls flat on her face. They're going to try some kind of tricks. We'll find out what it is when the event occurs. Meanwhile, the crisis-ridden U.S. empire appears to want to take the world down with it in nuclear flames from the truth seeker. United States defined itself in zero-sum terms. That means one side gains as the other side's loss. You have a constant amount or quantity. It's just how it's divided. The national myth, let's indulge a preposterous arrogance for a moment, is that it is an exceptional nation in the history of the world. It is supposedly the indispensable leader of the free world, a paragon of democratic virtue, and it possesses the most powerful and benevolent military force the world has ever seen. Thankfully, many decent American citizens know this is a propaganda hogwash. Still, its political class and complacent mass media view the United States as the world's supreme unipower. All other nations must pay homage to this consummate hegemon. Therein lies a fatal contradiction. This untenable definition is essential for justifying its presumed privileges, and yet, by doing so, the U.S. cannot brook any genuine equality or mutual respect essential for peaceful multilateral relations. It must be the top dog at all costs. That is a definition of imperialism. The commitments are aggression, belligerence, lawlessness, and duplicity, of course, all concealed with impossibly virtuous rhetoric, or in short, propaganda. So-called allies are merely servile functionaries to augment American global ambitions. Hence, when the real world does not match the mythical notions of the U.S., there is consequently an ineluctable existential crisis. The zero sum, all dominant demands of the would-be hegemon are not achievable. In this situation, the hegemonic power behaves like a drunk in a bar who's refused another drink. Mayhem and violence are virtually inevitable. American narcissism denies the U.S. is an empire. It is preferred to pretend it's a power as benign and ever so magnanimous. Leaving such vanity aside, the U.S. is an empire with military garrison dotted around the world to ensure its economic and political interests are enforced down the barrel of a gun. No nation has conducted as many wars as the United States in its 248-year history. My dear colleague Scott Bennett, who has excellent intel sources, who's been to Russia, featured on Sputnik, RT, and other Russian venues many times, reports to me. Today, Russia was attacked by 144 drones by the United States, NATO, Britain, France, Germany, and its allies through its proxy Ukraine. Russia needs to turn this into a strategic tactical advantage by introducing communication talking points into diplomatic media and international theaters of operation by Wednesday. Russia should respond immediately in the following ways. Number one, demand an emergency session of the United Nations discussing how the U.S. is trying to provoke a war with Russia to cover up its global economic financial collapse, which is occurring, and the existential threat the BRICS nation posed to American financial enslavement of the world to the U.S. dollar and the United States. Two, how the regime of Joe Biden is trying to trigger a war with Russia and Iran and China simultaneously to capture and enslave its own people in America and suspend the election and transform America into a police state. Three, and that Europe is about to collapse into anarchy, which is exactly what the United States wants and planned to do by destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline. Four, and the UN will have to make very real preparations to transfer its location as a result of the collapse of New York under the migrant invasion, which the U.S. is committing against its own people and Constitution by opening its borders and allowing the foreign invasion. Fifth, Russia needs to make direct appeals to the United Nations that the American people are being held captive by a rogue and increasingly desperate government regime. Six, the Russian Federation invites Americans to leave who share traditional family values of religion, natural marriage, children, and peace and productivity. And the given that these goals no longer exist in America, the Russian people will never bow down to fascism or lunatic warm agendas, woke agendas that are anti-family and anti-God, for those are the only values we're fighting for and dying for, which the Russian people, government, and military are more than prepared, while the European American governments are not. Excellent, excellent statement from Scott. Meanwhile, is the U.S. losing the battle against Iran-backed Houthis? The answer, no doubt, is yes. The U.S. and its Western allies seem unable to curb the increasing Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, and a Navy commander may have offered some insight into the reason, not to anger Iran. I don't think so. On Ward Carroll's YouTube episode titled, Admiral Tells the Real Truth About Battling the Houthis in the Red Sea, a U.S. Navy commander from the Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group said he suggested more aggressive strikes on the Houthis, but reportedly was told to avoid that by higher command. The alleged instruction was to avoid large-scale counterstrikes against the Iranian proxy force due to the balance of deterrence with the Islamic Republic of Iran. Rear Admiral Mark Miguez was the commander of the strike group during an deployment to the Red Sea that defended commercial ships. Iran International has reached out to Rear Admiral to the U.S. Navy and CENTCOM for comment, was unable to secure an interview in time for publication. Remember, the Houthis have been under assault by the Saudis, by the British, by the Americans. They're not succeeding. The Houthis are too tough. Meanwhile, Israeli torture chambers are new and are what provoked the violence of October 7th. Jonathan Cook reports, if you can't see the causal link between the Israeli abuse of generation of Palestinians and Hamas crimes, then you have no insight into human nature. You don't understand yourself. For many years, I lived just up the road from the Megiddo prison in northern Israel, where new film of Irish Guard torturing Palestinians en masse have been published by Israel's Haaretz newspaper. I drove back by Dibbo prison hundreds of occasions. Over time, I came to barely notice the squat gray buildings surrounded by watchtowers and razor wire. Here we have footage unloaded to Israeli media depicts Israeli occupation forces collectively torturing Palestinians held in the Medinero prison. The video shows prisoners lying face down on the ground, hand tied behind their back, while being terrorized by dogs. Here's a bit of it. My best estimate, that was about 100 Israeli prisoners. Meanwhile, Kevin Barrett writes about Israeli rapists and the depravity of the Zionist mind. Anyone doubts that Israel is an asylum for the criminally insane and that the lunatics are in charge must not be following news about the said diamond torture facility. After a scandal erupted in early August following the arrest of 9 Israeli reserve soldiers on charges of gang raping a Palestinian hostage with a stick, they were only charged because the crime was caught on camera. So he has pushed the Israeli authority to go through the motions of a pro forma prosecution. In the world's eyes, the scandal was that only 9 of the torturers at Sid Holman had been arrested. Israel's most notorious torture camp, Sid Holman, had long been the site of regular and systematic infliction of the most depraved forms of torture imaginable. Human rights warriors Khaled Mahenich, one of the few outside observers who's managed to get inside the torture prison, said, "The treatment is more horrifying than anything we have heard about Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo." According to the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, more than 30 Palestinian hostages have been tortured to death at Sid Holman since last fall. But in Israel, the scandal was that the 9 gang rapists had been arrested. Immediately, a right-to-rape movement broke out, supported by a chorus of voices throughout much of the Israeli media, and featuring pro-rape protesters gathering to show their rabid support for sexual violence at many locations around the country. Kevin's got it right. Meanwhile, the president of Turkey calls for a greater Islamic alliance to combat Israeli expansionism. Saturday, Turkish President Recep Erdogan issued a blistering speech at an Islamic School Association event near Istanbul, once again condemning Israel. But this time, he ratcheted the rhetoric up as his remark came a day after a Turkish-American woman was shot during a protest by Israeli troops in the West Bank. Erdogan essentially called for an Islamic uprising against a Jewish state, saying that a Muslim alliance of countries and population is needed against what he called the growing threat of expansionism from Israel. The only step that will stop Israeli arrogance, Israeli banditry, and Israeli state terrorism is the alliance of Islamic countries. Well, that's certainly one solution, but I haven't seen him do anything really concrete to oppose the atrocities in Israel. Meanwhile, Germany is reeling in the wake of the AfD election victories. The German residents of Saxony and Thuringia awoke to a radical new political landscape as the alternative for Germany received more than double as many votes as the three parties that make up the federal conditional government, the center-left Social Democrats, Environmental Greens, and neoliberal Free Democrats combined. This marks the first in any German state since Nazi rule. The results represent a major setback to Chancellor Schultz's struggling coalition government and demonstrate the increasing breakup of the political landscape and surge in popularity of anti-establishment properties across the continent. Schultz labeled the losses for his government bitter and called upon mainstream parties to build governments without right-wing extremists, not recognizing that the American, the German people have been pushed to the right by the policies of their own government. Meanwhile, Telegram faces a reckoning in Europe. Other founders should be aware. Among the leaders of the world's biggest social media site, Telegram founder Pavel Durov has always been an outsider. Unlike Facebook Mark Zuckerberg, he never appeared on Capitol Hill to apologize for past mistakes. Unlike TikTok's Shouzi Chu, he never signed up for a five-hour grilling by Congress about whether Zab is spying on America. And like X or Twitter's Elon Musk, he's never taken part in an awkward photo op where he says how much new regulation is aligned with my thinking. Instead, he spent years cultivating Telegram's image as a proudly anti-authority platform, which, by the way, I applaud. In practice, this has meant ignoring various government requests to either take down content or hand over the identities of Telegram users suspected of serious crimes. Well, just today, to protest a government is regarded as a serious crime. To this day, we have disclosed 0 bytes of user data to third parties, including government. Now, of course, we know he's facing the consequences. He's been indicted on charges including complicity of enabling a range of crimes and refusing to communicate information or documents with French authorities. Very bad, as we know. Meanwhile, it's just part of a Western crackdown on journalists and activists who are critical of Israel. As the ceasefire deal drifts further out of reach due to a dispute over the Philadelphia corridor, Western governments are ramping up their media and activism crackdowns. From the detention of UK-based journalist Richard Medhurst and Sarah Wilkinson to the FBI raid on former Marine Intel officer Scott Ritter, U.S. Marshal questioning of Jewish activist Jacob Berger upon his return from a humanitarian trip to Egypt, we delve into the evolving information landscape. The Jerusalem Post wrote last week that anti-Israel activist Sarah Wilkinson was arrested by British police, according to the Beirut-based outlet to which she contributes. The Lebanese MENA Uncensored said its writer Wilkinson was arrested for supporting the Palestinian resistance. Combat anti-Semitism movement said on social media she had praised October 7th as incredible and wished Hamas Godspeed. Meanwhile, agitprops, Eurocentrism, non-existent far-right organization fueled the British riots. Son of Rwandan immigrants and sacred bounty of diversity, Axel Rudakubanto recently stabbed 11 children at a dance party in what has become a weekly occurrence in occupied Europe. Brits, in turn, is what might expect, were upset that 11 of their children were stabbed in public by a foreigner for no discernible reason. In response, the corporate media blames everyone but the feral immigrants with knives and racist vendettas put in their heads by NGO propagandists. Scapegoats include misinformation, racism, English Defense League, a phantom organization, Eurocentrism. It's absurd. Very similar to what goes on here in excusing every crime committed by immigrants. Is the United States losing Asia? A conversation with Lance Gatling. I suspect most of you have never heard of Lance Gatling. He's a friend and one of the most interesting, engaging intellectual I know. He graduated West Point in the 70s, served with the Army and the Department of State, and is a senior executive at major companies in the military-industrial complex.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Raises a question whether the Democrat female leadership is all brainless. We know Kamala's a moron. We know AOC earns that title occasional cortex legitimately. Here's Nancy Pelosi declaring the Trump-Harris debate may not happen. What's going on here? Let's get it. The most immediate thought everyone has hearing that says, why? Will Kamala back out, fake an illness? No. Not Kamala, according to Pelosi. No. Nancy suggests it quite strongly. She does not expect President Trump to show up. What an extremely strange thing to say. It even led the interview to ask, do you know something I don't know? Here it is. Let's hear a bit of this conversation.
What advice would you give Donald Trump for the debate? You're super close, I know.
Yeah.
You are close in a way.
He takes my advice, yeah. Do you think he's going to show up?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Do you know something I don't know?
Okay. I know cowardice when I see it.
Here's a comment. Just in, Nancy Pelosi is casting doubt Trump's shot for the debate. Do you know something I don't know? I know cowardice when I see it. Pelosi is a communist lunatic. Let's stop acting like she's got all of her marbles. I agree with that. She's way over the hill. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders says the quiet part out loud, admitting Harris is lying to be elected. She supported sanctuary cities, opposed death penalties, and championed a criminal justice reform plan, Craig called soft on crime. Harris embraced the Green New Deal and Medicare for all in her Senate days. She's been part of an admin pushing for massive government spending and extreme climate policies. Her history is clear. Harris is no moderate. She's a true blue progressive who blends whichever way the far left wind blows. Yet these days, Harris is trying to repackage herself, facing a skeptical electorate. She's attempting to present a more pragmatic front. Don't be fooled. Her recent nods to middle ground policies are nothing more than political posturing. Even Bernie Sanders isn't buying it. I think we have a clip here of Bernie talking about how this is not legit, that she's simply lying, as he would put it. She's being pragmatic in order to get herself elected. From Just the News. During Sunday interview on Meet the Press, Bernie Sanders said he still considers VP Kamala Harris to be a progressive who isn't abandoning her ideals but is merely being pragmatic on her changing positions in order to win. When asked by host Kristen Welker if he thinks Harris is abandoning her progressive ideals, Sanders responded, "No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election." In other words, lying through her teeth. The Zero Hedge has a really fascinating piece entitled "There's No Debate," meaning on all the major issues, there's really no room for any doubt about where everyone stands. As the news trucks and security details begin lining the street of my neighborhood in Philadelphia, obstructing traffic, causing general chaos over the next few days leading to tonight's debate, part of me wonders if I'm being crass and partisan when I shrug and wonder what there is to actually debate. As I wrote about last week, the substance of what Kamala is going to bring to the debate stage will have very little to do with policy, will instead likely rely on jabs about Trump's personality, mistruths about media hoaxes like Charlottesville, and statements ascribing to Trump things he has publicly disavowed, like Project 2025. This gaslighting campaign will likely be combined with strategic flip-flopping to acquiesce to policy positions that were Trump's to begin with. We've already seen this leading into the debate. First, it was stealing the no tax on tips policy. Then it was reversing her stance on fracking. Then it was claiming she's not for electric vehicle mandate. Then it was using photographs of Trump border wall in advertisement claiming she's tough on immigration. How absurd is this? The cold hard facts are, when it comes to policy, there is no debate. And so today turns mostly into an exercise on how to run a crisis public relations campaign by Kamala Harris while Trump does what he can, always does, bludgeon his way.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hemp Haze by MyNutra. Why is hemp haze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hemp haze. Hemp haze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, here are three stories that explain why if somebody doesn't show up tonight, it's not going to be Donald Trump. Kamala Harris sent staff panicking to cut her mic after she went off script and humiliatingly exposed her huge weakness. Can't take it anymore. Residents of Springfield, Ohio, beg for help after 20,000 Haitians overwhelmed the city, eat local wildlife and their dogs and cats. Senator Rick Scott to Newsmax, Afghanistan report, pretty damning. The first, about panicking when she goes off script, is because she starts talking in gibberish. I believe this is something she learned as a child, that she was so incapable of being coherent that she would simply start babbling to conceal. During the event, she broke away from the teleprompter to share her thoughts on her newly invented talking point, the duality of democracy. Our election is about understanding the importance of this beautiful country of ours in terms of what we stand for around the globe as a democracy, she began. As a democracy. We there know there's a duality to the nature of democracy. On the one hand, incredible strength when it is intact, what it does for its people to protect and defend their rights. Incredibly strong and incredibly fragile, she rambled. Then she pitched. It's only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. And that's what this campaign is all about. And immediately, a clip of Kamala's weird talking point created a feeding frenzy on social media as it went viral online. These word salads are the best she can do. Now, this is the story that I think ought to be the front page of every newspaper in the country. The city of Springfield, Ohio, population 60,000, has been overwhelmed by roughly 20,000 Haitian illegals who flocked to the city, exacerbating a significant housing crisis, according to city officials, and eating pets and wildlife, according to locals. Here we got a photograph of a guy. I'm not quite sure what he's carrying, but it looked pretty weird. During an August 27th commission meeting, when local residents and Haitians were in the park grabbing dogs, cutting their heads off and eating them. Here is the president. Listen to him.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets. And I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits. And like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I feel like, I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping, they, you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really need, like, that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get like a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns and they look for dope and this and that and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for like going left to center and like a couple miles over, like y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset, and y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them, they can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting a, bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these. And it's going to get bigger, and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a T-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here.
Here's another report. This is just awful. Absolutely heartbreaking moment. Springfield, Ohio resident tells mayor she can't take it anymore as Haitian migrants squat on her lawn, litter her yard, and harass her and her elderly husband daily. The mayor of Springfield does not want people to see this.
Thank you. I live at 426 Northwestern Avenue. Miss Skinner, who I'm not trying to put on the spot, is my neighbor.
Just talk to me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay.
Unbelievable. Absolutely right. This is going to happen all over the country. All over the country. You think you could dump millions of people in the United States when they have no skills, they don't even know the language, they have no ability to work? You can give them temporary shelter and support. What do you think is going to happen? This is so colossally stupid. Anyone who votes for the Democrats or Kamala, remember, she was the border czar, needs to have their head examined. Senator Rick Stock, Afghan report, pretty damning. Senator Rick Stock of Florida joined Newsmax to discuss a pretty damning report detailing the Biden-Harris administration pullout from Afghanistan 3 years ago, saying the president and vice president cared more about the optics than how many people died. Scott told Rob Schmidt tonight that Biden and Vice President Harris had ignored advice from dissenters and led American service members right into a disaster. Well, pretty damning, right, said of the report released Sunday by House Republicans. It wasn't just dissenters. It was generals. You know, think of those 13 servicemen and women who died in their families. What they think of this. Think of all the military men and women who put all the effort into trying to create freedom in Afghanistan, prevent terrorism. And then the president just walks away, leaving, by the way, billions in equipment there. Absolutely unbelievable. Trump, of course, blames Harris for the disaster. Remember, she boasted. She was the last one in the room with Joe. The chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan continues to cast a long shadow, one that even VP Harris can't escape as she gears up for her next campaign push. The fiasco that unfolded under Biden's watch have left many questioning the competence of this administration. And recently, former President Trump did not hold back in laying the blame squarely at the feet of Harris and Biden. Of course, he is a commander-in-chief. She was the last one in the room. Meanwhile, James O'Keefe obtains U.S. Army docs exposing violent Venezuelan gang threat in New York City, where the National Guard is reportedly on high alert. Investigative journalist James O'Keefe has obtained leaked U.S. Army docs revealing the growing threat of the Venezuelan criminal organization in New York City. The Trendyagua, one of Venezuela's most dangerous gangs, has reportedly established a foothold in key neighborhoods across Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Williamsburg, with an estimated 400 members currently residing in those areas. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Are the ABC hosts of the debate tonight even going to ask questions about these issues? Are they even going to ask? Meanwhile, Senator Blinken visits Haiti. He can go down to Haiti all he wants. What we need is to get the Haitian back to Haiti, not our Secretary of State. As U.S.-backed police fail to wrest control from gangs, Secretary Blinken is traveling to Haiti to show support for the U.S.-backed government and Kenyan police in their struggle for legitimacy. The Kenyans have been unable to take Port-au-Prince from the gangs and paramilitary groups, while the White House is considering changing the status of the mission in Haiti to a U.S. peacekeeping force. Well, that's all just fine and dandy. You worry about Haiti down in Haiti. We're worried about the Haitians right here in America. Meanwhile, the great replacement continues. 1.3 million native-born Americans have lost their jobs, replaced by 635,000 immigrants. At the start of the year, many months after we first pointed out the biggest untold story of the labor market was a great replacement of native-born workers with foreign-born, most of whom were subsequently undocumented immigrants, that is to say, illegals. We asked, how is it the ongoing replacement, because that what it is of U.S. workers, is not the biggest political talking point right now, considering that since October 2019, native-born U.S. workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. Over the same period, foreign-born have gained 3 million jobs. Hell of a question. I mean, they're just destroying the country. Meanwhile, shock and awe, Dick slithers out of his neocon lair to endorse Kamala over the depraved Trump. Look who slithered out of his neocon lair with no regrets to publicly endorse Kamala for president. Former VP and lifelong Republican Dick Cheney announced Friday he will vote for Biden VP over Republican candidate Donald Trump, issuing a stern warning to the president that the former president can never be trusted with power again. Give me a break. The blood-curdling hot meat kettle irony of that statement coming from Dick Shock and Awe Cheney aside, it's entirely to be expected in a post-global war on terror world. Apparently everyone conveniently forgot where G.H.W. Bush regularly pals around with the likes of Ellen DeGeneres. Yes, degenerate. Meanwhile, Caitlin Johnstone says it's actually the Trump party versus the Cheney party. One of Earth's most evil living being Dick Darth Vader Cheney has officially endorsed Kamala for president. One of Earth's most evil. In our nation, 248 history, there's never been an individual as a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. Cheney was a charter signatory to the notorious neoconservative think tank Project for the New American Century, and his vice president played a leading role in the Bush administration's soaring warmongering militarism and authoritarianism, including most famously the invasion of Iraq. He has the blood of millions on his hands and should be living out the rest of his miserable life in a cage. Let me tell you, too, as Murdoch explained in his book, Rupert Murdoch, crossing the Rubicon, Dick Cheney was the executive director of 9/11 from a bunker beneath the White House. Absolutely outrageous what's going on here. Meanwhile, are you surprised? Democrat operative moved to purge Trump supporters from the Georgia election board. They're gearing up to steal it again. Perhaps no state better represents the reverberation from the 2020 election on Americans' electoral process in Georgia. Following Biden's conquest, a pivotal swing state in 2020 by major forms of theft, it became a central focus of claims of election fraud on behalf of President Trump. While the political climate following the alleged rigged election has regressed to a mean that it's become more favorable to Trump, the vestiges of the turmoil from the last presidential election have remained unresolved in Georgia, threatening to lay the groundwork for another contentious election certification process because the Democrats are seeking to take control. Here's another. Trump vows to punish election cheaters to the full extent of the law. This is a great promise, but obviously he's got to get into office in order to do it. And they, because they're the cheaters and they know he means what he's saying, they're going to work as hard as they can to keep him out of office. Trump warned of long-term prison sentences for anybody who undermines a democratic process, including illegal voters and corrupt officials. Cease and desist. I, together with many attorneys and legal scholars, am watching the sanctity of the 2024 election very closely because I know better than most the rampant cheating and skullduggery that's taken place by the Democrats in the 2020 and in the 2022 as well, I would add. Meanwhile, House committee subpoenas Democrat VP candidate Tim Walz over a Minnesota COVID fraud case. The House Education and Workforce Committee has issued a subpoena for Minnesota Governor Walz regarding a nonprofit accused of defrauding the government during the COVID scamdemic. A Minnesota-based Feeding Our Future has been accused of misusing $250 million in taxpayer funds that were meant to go to hungry children. I'm not surprised. The House Education has issued subpoenas to the Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota Department of Education, and U.S. Department of Agriculture for how they responded to what federal prosecutors have called the largest pandemic fraud schemes in the country. The subpoenas, obtained by NBC News, demand that Walz, Minnesota Commissioner of Education Jesse Willie Jett, U.S. Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack, and Agriculture Inspector General Phyllis Fong turn over documents concerning oversight of the nonprofit Feeding Our Future.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Six final stories. I mention them and follow up with one. All hell broke loose at CNN after RFK Jr. handed them the horrible news, basically, that in the name of preserving democracy, the Democrats are destroying it. Meanwhile, Biden Navy Secretary warned sailors against partisan activity before being cut off, before being reprimanded himself for having endorsed Biden. The most important, yes. I mean, I lost the coverage here momentarily, but right. The key one is former FBI agent says that Barack Obama is an intelligence asset. And I think we have to recognize that's terribly serious. I'm going to pull up what he had to say because that's the most important story here, of course. Meanwhile, here it comes. Former FBI explains Obama an intel asset. Listen to this.
Thing unbelievable happened for us in the FBI. We were getting lots of rumors about this high-level asset that worked for several intelligence agencies at the same time. He worked for the Saudi Intelligence Service. He worked for the CIA, and he was being developed as a political asset in Chicago, Illinois. He was not even a United States citizen, but it was said that he was a student visa and that he was a national from another country. In 2008, everyone in the intelligence structure found out who he was. It was this individual whose name I don't like to say, who became president in 2008 of the United States.
And I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
One of his code names was Renegade. His real name was Barry Sortaro, but he adopted a different name for his political career. When they ran him for president, the cabal, basically, this was the culmination of so many of their plans for so many years. His mission was to destroy the United States from within, one institution at a time. One of the things he did, of course, was he defunded our military. He brought down the resources that they got. But then he ordered our military in many, many instances and in various theaters to attack our allies and to defend and supply and help our enemies. That's exactly how he created ISIS. He would say publicly that the military were going to bomb our enemies, but then he would have the military actually bomb enemies of ISIS. Our allies.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 10th day of September 2024, where I take your calls. Our lines are open. Our phones are working. You won't have to wait. Great day to call in. We begin with JP in Chicago. JP, welcome back.
Yeah. Hey, Jim. Great show today. And you're right on the mark with Barack Hussein Obama. I've been many remote views on him, and I see him as an Antichrist figure, the black one. Nostradamus calls him the black one, the third Antichrist. Agent Renegade, right on the mark. That was his code name. And he rose to power in Chicago, and on the Pure Random Midnight show, I did a full brief on this, one of my first shows. That was years ago on Pure Random Midnight. But I broke down how he got the power through basically cheating elections and murdering anybody around him. Was murdered, like all the gay boys in his choir at the Reverend Wright Church, murdered. The only guys that survived around his circle, his gay circle, were people that turned state evidence, and a few other people. But he rose to power that way, and so he must have had CIA connections. His father, when I looked down the rabbit hole, his father was, I believe, an ex-spook. Or grandfather on the mother's side. And she comes from a Jewish banker, English Jewish banker family. So he's connected with the elites out of London. And he's doing a fantastic job at destroying America. I mean, if you think about it, this is his third term. If he gets in with Kamala, that will be his fourth term. And this country's done. You put a fork in it. I mean, that's my opinion, Jim. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right, JP. I think you're absolutely right. And because he was gay, I mean, he had this torrid affair with Rahm Emanuel in the bathhouses of Chicago. He was easy to control, but he had this upbringing in an intel and in a communist environment. So that, I mean, he was primed. They gave him all kinds of cover. Sealed his records. That was his first act as president, to seal his education records so it wouldn't be exposed. He was at Columbia as a foreign student. I've seen what purports to be a student ID, and it says right on it, foreign student. I mean, I think this guy turns out to be an absolute scandal. And of course, being married to another man, pretending to have children. This is all just disgusting, and I'm convinced that it's their own perversions that have led to all this transgender absurdity about boys and girls being interchangeable, promoting all this rubbish, complete rubbish, because they want to feel normal. They want to normalize perversity, so they are right smack dab in the middle. I think, JB, that's the agenda, too.
And the sex thing, that you had a word for it. It was a three-word anagram, sex magic or sex manipulation. It was on one of your shows. But the thing is that he blackmailed everybody. Rahm Emanuel, they got rid of Daley by, I think Rahm Emanuel bribed for him to get in there. They had to get rid of the Daley, so they got Daley's brother to go into the State Department. He got some job with Obama. So Daley backed out, and that's when Rahm Emanuel has been put in there. And they've been putting in Democratic mayors here in Chicago ever since Rahm Emanuel. It hasn't been legitimate. They've all been cheating. So Obama's MO, from the very beginning, he cheated a little old black lady, alderman lady, by throwing out her signature because he said, oh, we can't read the signatures. At the last minute, he threw her votes out, and she was the alderman for like 10 years. So he got her removed. And then the second race he won was a state Senate seat, which was a sex scandal. The woman from, she was a Borg lady on Star Trek, the ginger, real tight, sexy woman. But she had multiple affairs, multiple men, and that got out. So Ryan had to drop out. So it was Mike Dicka. They put Mike Dicka in there against Obama, and, you know, Obama won. So every race he's been in, it's been cheating. And now we got Dominion cheating. We got Scorecard and Hammer. It's a CIA cheating mechanism. We got the COVID-19 and the mail-in fraud. I mean, everything, his whole MO is cheating. Communists like his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, card-carrying communist professor from Hawaii, also from Chicago. And then you got Bill Ayers. So, and then Hillary Clinton's all tied in with it. And then you got the globalists all connected. So you really got to put these pieces together, Jim, and it takes a lot of work, and you've been doing it, and a lot of keyboard warriors have been doing it here. Also, I got to say, Scott Bennett, he's from your old San Francisco area, but I'm going to be reposting his video with Michael Jaco, my buddy, Navy SEAL, and that's a good video I'll be posting up this afternoon, but he really breaks down the Khazarian mob. I mean, he goes right after them, and he goes after all the dirty business they've been doing over the years, and that's where we're at, 9/11. We got Bush, we got Obama, and now you got the Cheney coming out of the Darth Vader. Real quick, just to tap it, just a final thought.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney, you know how he got his new heart? He had heart failure right after 9/11. You know how he got his new heart?
I'm scared to ask.
Well, there was a young military officer that had the same blood type as him, which was rare, I believe. And he got run over. Just happened to get run over right on Washington, D.C., right down the block from Dick Cheney's place.
Just happened to be run over.
Yep. And that's the heart that Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, got. It was from a young officer that was whacked, most likely whacked. And, you know, they have everything to lose, these people, because what they've done to our country, what they've done to 9/11, what they've done with ISIS, what they've done torturing and terrorizing people, what they've done with bioweapons. I mean, people think that's gone away. No, that 60% of our population has long-term physical problems thanks to autoimmune diseases and turbo cancers. And that was mostly brought about by Obama and his Obamacare. Everybody blames Trump for that. You're wrong. You got to go back to Obamacare. He's the one that pushed that socialized communist medicine. And that's where we're at today. I think we have an antichrist running our country today, Jim. I'm sorry to say that. I know you're not very religious, but we're in a bad spot.
I'm an agnostic, but I recognize evil when I see it. And Obama turns out to be evil, even though at the time of his election, I thought it was a great step forward for America to elect a black president. When you dig beneath the surface, you begin to discover he's a deceiver, a liar, a cheater. I have no doubt murders were committed to protect, to keep secret his gay past.
Hey, yeah. Chef. Yeah. Remember his chef that was murdered?
He murdered his chef right there at Martha's Vineyard. You know, yeah. It's outrageous. The following day, he's got cuts on his hand covered by Band-Aids, and he's got a black eye, and people don't put two and together. The day before, you got a dead chef who's in 3 feet of water. And where he was actually a very good swimmer. The whole story was preposterous, JP. You are right on top of it. I so appreciate that. You're making wonderful contributions.
Thank you. And you know, one thing, that's why I supported Trump. That's me and the white hats. And I have to say, I lost my career. I lost everything. I haven't seen my son in years because of open court cases and lawfare in Wisconsin. And you know what? I did that for our country, you know. I took a bullet for our country and for our Constitution. And I tell you, if we don't get Trump in, this country's doomed. It's that bad. It really is that bad, Jim.
JP, we got to figure out a way to get together. I mean, I want to meet you. send me an email. Use jim@moonrockbooks.com. Let's figure something out. I think you're just doing a terrific job. jim@moonrockbooks.com. JP, thank you so much. Just simply super. Francis, North Carolina, silly girl, welcome back.
Well, hello, young man. It's the infamous silly Viking gal at your disservice. Go figure. Anyway, I'm wishing you a fun week for that matter. And listening to JP, I thought that he had a show there on RBN because his voice sounds awfully familiar, but I could be wrong about that. That's just me. As far as the Antichrist or whatever you want to call him is concerned, I thought they were supposed to sit on the high seat of the temple in Israel, Jerusalem, whatever the case might be, when they come to power or authority or control or whatever have you. So I kind of, you know, whatever. I have my own perception about that fiasco. Good figure. As far as this debate coming up is concerned, I got better things to do than to watch that BS. I mean, come on. It's all rigged to begin with. And so I have more important things to focus on in life. I mean, let's get real. But I have to admit, the thing about the folks that are coming in illegally, immigrant-wise and so forth, it's really, I don't like to talk about it, but you know something? It has to be addressed because obviously the politicians are basically screwing the everyday person, regardless of what party it is, regardless of what their religious background is. Woo! Using it like a crutch. When a person like that can break into someone's house and they get shot at, by the person who lives in that house, owns that house, to protect themselves. Because that illegal immigrant could cause harm or death to someone in the family, and yet they are being protected by the legal system currently in the U.S., then riddle me this. Does that mean that the people that are coming in here illegally are getting diplomatic protection, much like a office or a government official in some other country? If it is, then this legal system here in the U.S. is really screwed, because why should they get diplomatic immunity against breaking into someone's home, assaulting the family to the point of murdering the family, let alone sexually assaulting whoever they want to, and squatting at the same bloody effing time? I mean, what is wrong with this picture? And yet a lot of people think, oh, that's, you know, it's to be expected. What can you do? A lot. If I have someone doing that to my home, I'm sorry. Their ass is mine. Period. You're not going to do that to me. And if you try to claim diplomatic immunity, I'm sorry. You picked the wrong mother to do that pull that stunt on. Because I'll find someone that can toast your tail and put in jail. Or better yet, ship your tail back to the country you came from. Because you don't belong here. And let alone, you apparently can't speak English and never tried. Now, if I go to another country to visit, I'm going to try and learn what the language is, at least in courtesy, how to speak the language if I'm going for a visit as a tourist or whatever. I'm not going to go there and try to live there and squat on someone that lives there already. I mean, where's the logic in that? I don't think so. But aside from that, I have to admit, though, this past Friday it would have been interesting to call in. But apparently, since your phone lines were so messed up or whatever, and I only heard the one number to call in at the beginning of the second hour and no other time, I was like, okay, what's the story here? So I hope you had a fun weekend.
We're good. Well, we're glad you caught up. We're glad you caught up, Francis. Give us a final thought.
Well, my final thought is for the I come to comprehend it that one of the political bodies that are behind the aspect of the Palestinian people being injured or murdered because they want to get that beachfront property, as I call it, over in Gaza, so their family members can build condos, as I comprehend it, or I could be wrong, for their own selfish purposes. You know what? That is so wrong on so many levels, it's not even silly. So quite frankly, I've not seen one politician worth their salt that deserves to be in the hot seat up there, because Thank they're you. All paid off. And that's all there is to it. Later. Have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you. Miles from Maine. Welcome back, Miles. Your latest thoughts. Did we lose Miles? Julie, did Hello? We lose Miles? Can we, yeah, Miles, go ahead. Go.
Yeah. I think, you know, these people in Springfield, what they need to do is they need to just overwhelm their city council meeting, their county commission meeting, the governor's office, and they need to just tell them, look, you're not serving or protecting, but here's what we're doing here. You might want to get these people out of here because we got a party coming, and we've invited our special guests. These 20,000 or whoever they are here aren't invited. So we got a couple of guests we're inviting. One guy's name is Kyle Rittenhouse, and the other guy's name is George Zimmerman. And you're probably not going to want to attend with them there.
I'm a huge fan of Kyle Rittenhouse. Man, did he handle himself so well. Such a young man. He was just superb. He was under attack. Absolutely. These guys were trying to kill him. He took out two, wounded the third, and then he was prosecuted when it was clear self-defense. Legal experts reviewed the case and said there wasn't any question about it. The fact that he had the right to defend himself exactly as he did, Miles. Tell me more. Exactly. Yeah, give me more. Go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, it should be called the Kyle Rittenhouse Academy, and he should be training every American how to defend themselves.
Yeah.
And then they should be training every jurist, every juror, and everybody who might be on a juror selection that, look, this is what you're going to have to do because they're loading the debt on you. And if we're going to get this country back, one thing we have to have is the rule of law. And when people can come and overthrow you in your home, in your castle, you know, on your property, you know, and do these different things, and you have no recourse, that just shows you're not even an American with rights, that somebody who's not an American has more rights than you.
I hope tonight at the debate, this Springfield situation is front and center. Putting 20,000 Haitian, dumping them on a little community of about 50,000, where they're now eating their pets. I mean, it's not just the wildlife. It's squatting on our lawn. Can you imagine what they're doing on the lawn? I mean, it's just disgusting. And this is all brought about unnecessarily, totally unnecessary, by these Democrats who, Miles, can there be any other explanation than the desire to destroy America? I can't find any other reason in the world for this to be happening.
No, it's just plain depravity. And, you know, a lot of people's animals are precious and family members to them, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, if somebody's defending their family member against these people and they should, you know, run into whatever force necessary they need, you know, we're supposed to be afforded that under American jurisprudence. And we're just not even being insured our rights. But,
I haven't heard a word about law enforcement or the state police or the governor expressing any concern about what's happening in Springfield. And we can thank Biden-Harris for this. I just love the timing. Because if it isn't front and center during the debate, you know those ABC hosts are on the take, that they're totally biased. This is such a crucial development, and it exposes the sham of the Democrats' plan to destroy America. Miles, love your calls. Give us a closing thought.
Well, it just shows the importance for neighborhood watch groups and stuff like that to be able to take care of their communities, because there's not even anything else. There's not any other tragedy going on, and they can't handle this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody even went as far as going there and arresting four or five of them, let alone however many they got, and showing them that, you know, this is what's going to happen. But if something's not done, I mean, we're just going to continue to spiral into chaos, and nobody ever knows what to do about it. And it's funny, because when I was growing up, they knew what to do about everything, and now they can't solve the simplest things. But I do want to say one thing, too, that I thank JP for all that he's done. God bless him and thank him, and we need 200 million other JPs and some
Paul Revere's
and George. Yeah, but we really do. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Miles. You call again. I like your calls. We'll be right back after this break. So much younger than today.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the door.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely.
Tom, what do you think about this former FBI explaining Obama's an intel agency asset? Are you surprised? Tom, you there, aren't you? Tom in Florida. Tom, yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, I'm here, Jim. I just want to say, yeah, wonderful, wonderful show and a magnificent call by Miles. That call was magnificent, man. He was right on target, I'll tell you. He was right on target today. And I got to tell you, Jim, I don't know if all you guys know on RBN what's going on, but at 5 o'clock, there's a big thing going on. You know about it, Jim, at 5 o'clock in
tell
the Congress?
Tell us.
They're taking the vote again on this bill to push this on. You have to be a citizen of the country to vote. And at 5 o'clock, they'll be taking the vote. And if supposedly there's seven more demon rats that might jump ship and might jump on with the Republicans. The bill already passed, but now they're trying to pat it in this Chucky Schmucky Schumer, this dirty Zionist type is going to try to stop it. But if he does, they're going to primary every one of these dirty demon rats in Ohio and everywhere else. And they're going to get primary with hundreds of millions of dollars on November 5th. So now,
Tom, how can Chuck Schumer oppose a bill that simply requires you be a citizen to vote in American elections? I mean, of course you should be a citizen. So what he's saying is, no, no, no. He wants to corrupt the citizens, the system, by having nonsense of anyone he can dredge up. I mean, this is such a disgrace.
Well, Jim, you're absolutely right what you said yesterday. They ought to kick him out. They ought to rail his ass right out of that Senate. He should be held for treason.
Senator.
That's right. And he's retarded. He's a dirty schmuck. He's a putz. And he needs to be taken out of that Senate right away. And the military is saying they're not going to do something right now. I'm going to tell you what Miles was saying. It's awesome. You know, they keep messing around in Springfield in Ohio. What's going to happen when all these biker groups unite? When the outlaws, the Mongols, the Hell's Angels, when they all get together and say, you're not going to kill another one of our American citizens. We might fight amongst us, but we're not going to fight anymore. We're going to unite against this illegal invasion of our country. What will happen if you got 1 million bikers pulling into Springfield, Ohio? That'd be chaos. If you had 100,000, 50,000, 10,000. 10,000 bikers in Springfield, Ohio would shake the core of the nation. It would shake the nation in its core.
See, but the question
becomes, the bikers are going to say, you're not going to kill any more of our citizens.
Tom, what the hell do you do with them? What the hell do you do with them?
You do like David Dwight Eisenhower did Operation Wetback. You deport them all back, and he did it in 2-3 years. He got rid of 2.5 million in 3 years in 1955 and 1956. Eisenhower, and he used Yellow Bird school buses that Kamala Harris said that she was on when supposedly Joe Biden's a racist. That's how they got rid of those illegals back in 1956. On Yellow Bird school buses. Look it up. That's how Eisenhower, a general of the World War II, did it. He got rid of 2.5 million, 2.6 million illegals out of the United States in a three-year period. Donald Trump could get rid of 20 million in probably a five-year period. That's how you do it. And I'm telling you, Jim, if these bikers jump, if they start saying you're not going to come here illegally into this country and start getting all this free stuff, and we're talking all these different biker groups. I mean, it could happen. Who knows? They might unite under one banner. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But I can tell you this, Jim, they're having to vote at 5 o'clock today. And if anybody, Jim, on your audience, and I guarantee you this, and you can ask anybody that knows me, if anybody in that RBN audience knows about Haitians, it's me. I live in South Florida. What do you want me to tell you about it, Jim? Would you like me to start?
Yeah.
Would you like to start, Jim?
Go ahead.
I can tell you one thing. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton got rich off the Haitians in Haiti when they had the earthquake. That's why the Haitians at that time didn't vote for Hillary in 2016 in Florida. If she would have got the Haitian community in Florida in 2016, it would have been a really close race here. But she stole so many millions of dollars, her and Bill, Slick Willie. That's why they got filthy, filthy rich by stealing all that earthquake money and whatever. But I'm going to tell you what the Haitians do, Jim, down here. You know, here in the Cuba, the Spanish and the Cubans, they bring a thing called Santeria. Are you familiar with that, Jim?
This is voodoo?
Jim. Yes, they do voodoo all over here in South Florida. On the courthouse steps, Jim, when you go to Miami-Dade County Courthouse or Broward County Courthouse, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of pennies floating on the courthouse steps with chicken blood on them. They throw chicken blood over hundreds of pennies, American currency pennies. It's actually, they're not called pennies, they're called cents. No, it's not such thing as a penny. It's called a cent. And what they do is they pour blood all over the cents. And you know what they do? They put curses on all the judges in the chamber or the lawyers. That's what they do. They do voodoo like crazy. They do all kinds of black magic stuff. Zombies all over the place. And I tell you, here in South Florida, Jim, there's dead animals. You can't even find a cat in Little Haiti. They eat them. They eat all the cats, Jim. You might find a couple dogs running around down over town and all that, but you'll never find cats.
Yeah, I'm a cat guy, Tom. I've had some cats I cared about tremendously. If I discovered somebody had killed and eaten one of my cats, I cannot imagine what I would have done. It would have been very, very serious.
I'll hang on, Jim, for my last thought. But yeah, I'll hang on. I want to tell you something else.
Thank you, Tom.
Can I hang on?
Yeah. Hang on.
It's in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hemp Haze by Mynutra. Why is hemp haze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hemp haze. Hemp haze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Tom, your final thoughts. Go ahead.
Final thought is, first of all, I'm going to say this real quickly. The cat situation in Little Haiti, you won't find a cat running around in Little Haiti. They eat them. There's no question about it. They're not coming here to compliment these people. They're coming to eat our lunch and take our jobs and eat our animals. And rape our women and murder a lot of them. It's just insanity. But I just got to say this, Jim. Tonight is the debate. That whole debate, like Miles said, it should be about immigration. There's no other thing that ABC, those communist news networks, should be talking about except immigration. I've been saying that for years and years. What else in the economy? The economy is being crippled because these people are getting our health care. They're destroying our hospitalization. It's horrible what's happening in this country. And white America better wake up, because let me tell you, here in South Florida, there's not even one white male or female in the Miami-Dade County Commission. So that's the modus of operandi. To bring all these people in, eventually up there in Springfield, Ohio, all those blacks will be multiplying like rabbits, and they won't have nobody left there. Okay? Look what they've done to Bangor, Maine. Look what they've done to Portland, Maine. Portland, Maine and Bangor, Maine are in by Somalians. And guess what? The state of Maine does not even vote Republican anymore, Jim, because you brought all those people from Africa in there. The vote, 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 Democrats, free, free, free. One for me, one for me, one for me. It's all free, 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 Jim. We have been annihilated. Donald Trump doesn't talk about this. We are looking at an all-out civil war. I've been saying it for over a year now, because these people are not coming here to compliment. They're coming to take us and wipe us out. And they're not doing even our language, Jim. They're not speaking our language. They're not doing our culture. And guess what? We're looking at disaster, utter disaster. And it's a shame we got these disastrous Democrats in power. They all need to be locked up and put in jail. And they're going to have the vote today at 5 o'clock, Jim, so you need to watch that. At 5 o'clock, they're going to vote on this bill.
I do think we're reaching a point of crisis, Tom. I think your message has never been more timely. Thank you, Tom.
And
thank
I tell you, Jim, don't be surprised if the bikers unite. Don't be surprised.
Tom, thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
Great call. Thank you. In Michigan. Jim, join a conversation. Jim.
It's always good to follow Joe Pesci, you know. He sounds like Joe Pesci so much. But how you doing today, Jim?
Good, Jim.
Well, I guess the reason I'm calling is that, you know, they put 20,000 Haitian immigrants in that little Springfield, I think it is, Ohio.
Yeah. Yes.
The whole thing is that you may talk about, and I'm thinking, okay, if I was a resident in Springfield, I would probably think the police should probably do something, and they are doing something. And then I would think that the governor, okay, or the sheriff would. I guess my biggest thing is that this is all pre-planned. They're going to put them in a situation where there's going to be a point where they're going to shut the money out to these migrants. But I'm wondering why the government, the governor of Ohio, I think he's a Republican. I don't really quite know for sure, but I'm thinking he should just get the National Guard there.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
He should go there and go, okay, Springfield guys, you are illegal aliens. So put them on bus and get the National Guard down there with the local sheriff and police. Put them on buses and send them to Washington D.C. You know. That's the one who's giving them license to do all the crap they're doing. Same thing with Aurora, Colorado. They're not doing anything. And what's the message you're sending is just go ahead, do what you want, because there's no consequences anymore. So I think we have to look at where do we put the blame? And we already know where the blame is at. It's the mayor or the governor. And we know it's the government. Is it Mayor Garland? He's promoting most of this stuff. Those are the guilty people, all right? The immigrants are just pawns in the game, and they're going to go there. And because they're from a country where, I don't know, maybe the IQ is not as high, but they, you know, no, most of them don't even know how to use the toilet, I'm thinking. They cannot come into our country and not just cause violence and chaos. And the American people, I'm thinking the way they want to start a revolution in here is to put all these people, allow them to own firearms, which they can't, but most of them do already, and then just to get to a point where it's so hellish that the local citizens go, okay, that's enough, and then we go off into a complete chaos.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen, Jim. I think it's going to happen. This is an impossible situation. Deliberately created by Biden-Harris admin, no doubt Obama, Soros.
That is a good thing, Jim. We have to know who to blame, and that's where we should concentrate on, as putting pressure on these people. Okay, because I'm just thinking, if Donald Trump gets in, I think what they're most afraid of is the fact that there's going to be a lot of people going to prison, which have a fair trial and if you're guilty, but I think most of these people are guilty of treason anyhow. You know?
I think they are scared witless, and that's why they're opposed to him so strongly. They know they're going to pay a price for all their past offenses against America. I think you're right, Jim.
Well, we'll see too in any congressional, whatever the Congress does. Whenever they do these hearings and stuff, nothing has ever come of any of them. So we can't even count on those.
You're right. You're right about that.
Do a committee and this guy looks good, that guy looks good. But what happened? Nothing. I mean, you can look back in our history. Would it be Waco, Oklahoma City bombing? Just name anything. And they're impotent.
Yes.
I'm sorry. They,
yes.
Yes.
Nothing ever happens. They do the committees and they do the stage show for everybody to go, and then nothing ever happens. Yes. So I tell you what, it's going to have to come differently. So, Jim, thanks. Love your program, my friend.
Good call. Talk to you soon. Good call, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you.
Cynthia in California, join the conversation. Cynthia, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm bringing this comment because of your first caller, who seems to be totally supporting Trump. And people have to remember that Trump himself admitted he's not a Christian, despite the fact he was shilling for Bibles not a month or so before that. And so he apparently converted to Shabbat Judaism, which I understand is a Talmudic one, version, and they believe they do not have to tell the truth to Christians. You only have to tell the truth to another Jew. And no one's life is worth even, I mean, the fingernail from a Jew is worth more than the life of a goy. And so I know that many Jews do not ascribe to that and are actually maybe even unaware of what is in the Talmud. But I do, and this comes after, well, anyway, I don't give you that personal information, but I'm saying that there may be a worldwide Jewish conspiracy and a supremacy. And so some of the people are recruited into it because they believe there was a Holocaust. And we know now from looking at the old records, there was not a Jewish Holocaust. There was a Holocaust of German citizens after the war, when Eisenhower apparently gave permission for abuse of the German citizens. And he is known, by the way, to have had some connections with some prominent communists early in his career. And he really is very suspect because of that behavior where he let German prisoners of war die in camps. And he is known to have let thousands of American prisoners of the Germans be taken into the Soviet Union, never to appear again. Now, that's Mike Gatti from one of your radio hosts who came up with that from his work dealing with the prisoners of the people who were prisoners of war that were not returned from Vietnam and other areas, that our government throws our men under the bus whenever it's convenient for them.
So Cynthia, am I to infer, therefore, that you're voting for Harris Walz?
Absolutely not. I am trying really hard, working, online, trying to tell people that we need to go back to the Constitution and we get to elect the presidential electors. Instead, what's been happening is the major parties have been selecting people they want to be presidential electors. And when you vote for their candidate, that means de facto that their people who are presidential electors will be in, but you never even see their name. You never see their name. That's the name that are supposed to be on the ballot, is the name of presidential electors. And it's one for every 30,000 persons. We haven't done this in many generations because state legislatures were bribed into letting the major parties choose the electors. We've got to take it back, and we need a grassroots effort to find decent individuals with enough skill and acumen and business experience and maybe some military experience. Maybe that would be okay. I would vote for you for president, Jim Fetzer. Or a presidential elector who is saying that they would promote you as president. If you have a government pension, you can't actually serve as a presidential elector, and I don't know what you have
I do have Social Security, but, I'm a bit up there. I mean, I'll be 84 in December, so probably, probably not the right time, but I appreciate the thought. Believe me, I do. And I understand what you meant by suggesting that. So, Cynthia, give us a final thought. Give us a final thought.
So start using the word clergy clan.
Yeah.
It is a Jewish conspiracy to flood Western countries because they tried to kill all the Christians with the Black Death. The Black Death is known now that it was a poisoning, and the Jews were chased out of Europe because people caught on that they had tried to poison their men because they targeted the wells of that Christian working men would be using.
Cynthia, thank
That's
you.
That's
thank
you. Hard to figure
thank
out.
You for all. Thank you for all of that. Cynthia, thank you for all of that. All of that. Dan in Idaho. Dan, join the conversation. Dan, are you there, Idaho?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, we can.
About the proof of citizenship, does that mean that I'm going to have to prove that I'm a citizen? I would imagine it would.
Yeah, but I mean, there are going to be all kinds of ways you're going to be able to do it. I don't think you're going to have a problem. You've been voting regularly, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to be a big deal. It's just going to weed out non-citizens, illegals. I mean, that's the idea, which the Democrats are trying to stack the deck with all these illegals who clearly do not have the right to vote.
Well, yeah, but if they have to prove that they're a citizen, you know, it's going to end up just like going through the TSA checkpoints in the airport. Everybody has to, not just Arabs, but everybody. Otherwise, it's discrimination.
Dan, are you concerned you could not prove you were a citizen of the United States?
No, I can prove it. I guess I have that.
Okay.
My first certificate. But,
Good. Good. Yeah. That'll do, I'm sure. Discharge papers from the military, passports, all that. There are going to be lots of ways to do it.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, that's what it's going to be. If they get immigrants to have to prove ID, everybody's going to have to.
Yeah, you're right. That's the idea. Everyone who votes has to prove they're a citizen and entitled to vote. That is the idea. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I expect for most of driver's licenses in all probability going to work, but we'll see. In some place like California, illegals are given driver's license and automatically register to vote. That's obviously
I have to show my ID. In Idaho, I have to show my ID every time I vote.
There you go, Dan. Good.
Yeah.
Dan, thank you for the call. Thank you very much, Dan. I'm glad you called in. Tom in Utah. Right. Tom, you are so patient, my friend. Go ahead, Tom. Give us your thoughts.
Hi, James. Just relative to the word, warp speed and logistics. They're incongruent because it takes so much time and energy and resources to produce millions of vials of injections, right?
Yeah.
It's hundreds of thousands of gallons of blood and slaughterhouse waste to produce the vaccines. And then you got to put them in cryogenic storage until you're ready to use them. And that means there are months and months and months, if not years, to create millions of vaccines.
I'm so worried about what's happened. Tom, I'm so worried about what happened in Palestine. They seem to have generated a fake polio pandemic. And 100,000 of these little Palestinian kids were inoculated. I'm certain they use the COVID vax. I mean, they're not getting a polio thing. They're getting something that's potentially going to kill them. That's the idea.
That whole process is rather crude, but it is lengthy. It takes time to accumulate all that material. We're talking about thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of gallons. And then you got to disperse that in vials and then take, half a dozen or a dozen shots out of a vial. I mean, the whole idea of warp speed, they were prepared long before warp speed was even considered.
Oh, sure.
That's all I can tell you.
We all agree. There are even patents. There are patents for these vaccines around, Tom, that way predate the alleged COVID pandemic.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the patents are just a paper joke. It makes you believe that they have authorship or ownership over certain things, which they really don't. It's just a matter of paper. It's like anything else in the court. If we say it is, it is. If we say it isn't, it isn't.
Well, I've had enough dealing with the courts to understand how unreliable and inauthentic they can be. Believe me, Tom. It's unbelievable what's happened to America. We're a mere shadow of our former self, and I don't see, absent Trump's election, I don't see any way we're going to recover.
By the way, I got Flames of Injustice back up and working, flamesofinjustice.com. But the same thing, whatever the court says is, and whatever the court says is not.
Flamesofinjustice.com. That's a website you run, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Flamesofinjustice.com.
Defending a Gulf War victim. A Gulf War victim. I'm still looking for people that have ideas on their records. How do we recover records from these Gulf War victims?
Anyone out there, if you know a Gulf War victim, please get a hold of Tom. Go by flamesofinjustice.com. You'll find contact information there. Correct, Tom?
Exactly.
Hey,
and you'll actually see the facts that were never introduced in the court.
Yes, 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 Tom. Understood. Much appreciated. Thanks very much, very much. Peter in Los Angeles joined the conversation. Peter, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to say, to start off with, it would be great to have proof of citizenship to vote. And that's, of course, it ought to be that way. It should be, it has to be that way. California, it's against the law to even ask for a person's identification at the polls. Think about that.
Isn't that insane? Isn't that insane?
I've been a poll worker. I volunteered for poll working like 6 or 7 times. And you're not even allowed, it's by law, you're not even allowed to ask for it. You can look at a person and see they don't speak a lick of English. You know, tamales are dripping from their underarms. And yet, you're not allowed to ask for their identification at all.
California's just gone stark raving mad, Tom, Peter. Right.
Yeah, it's not only California. There's other states that have the same sort of laws. But California's 54 electoral votes. I think it's probably the same in New York, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to ask for ID in New York either. Yeah. And that's another, 50? Oh, it's 104. Right. Of the 535 electoral votes right there.
Right.
But it is interesting. My brother-in-law is from Springfield, Ohio. I'm from Ohio. I've been to Springfield many, many times. It's a small community. And Columbus, Ohio, it's about 45 or 50 minutes outside of Columbus, a little bit west, southwest of Columbus. But Columbus has been long overrun with Somalis. And now the Haitians are being put into little towns like they're doing around the world in Ireland and England, where they'll drop 200 or 500, people that come in, illegals or whatever you want to call them, into some small community that may only have 1,000. There's no defense against it.
Yes.
It's really horrible. And the female caller, the lady caller, I didn't catch her name because I came in a little late, but who was talking about the international Jewish conspiracy. Duh. Yeah, she's absolutely right. A couple of years ago, Barbara Spector, remember Barbara Spector? She was from Sweden. It turns out she's a cousin of the Rothschilds, but she was in Sweden and she came out. Look up Barbara Spector. I'll send it to you, but she came out about in Sweden how the Jews have an obligation to take over immigration, that Europe cannot allow to be able to remain Europe. And the Jews have the special obligation to make sure that is so. And she was appointed to a lot of national and even international, confabs to push this agenda. And apparently she's a Rothschild cousin. But this has been going on for years. Try being an illegal immigrant in Israel. if you're not a Jew.
Yes.
Try that, right? Try to get out of their concentration camps with their remote-controlled machine guns and robot machine guns patrolling outside of the walls of Gaza for 20 years. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we're not allowed to have a wall, but they have a wall. So, you know, I mean, it's such a double standard. We're supposed to swallow gay marriage here, but Israel doesn't have to swallow it. And whoever was speaking earlier about the, demonstrating in favor of raping Palestinian men and women in custody without any trial. I mean, what are you going to say? We're in the grips of a cabal of rich Jewish supremacists who own the West. They own it lock, stock, and barrel, from the media to the banking system to the legislatures and the presidencies and so on. And they have been, and look at us, look at the West, look at Canada and the United States, look at Europe. Is there a country in Europe that would have been really, that you would have recognized 25 years ago? And frankly, there's not. You know, Ireland, the Irish will be a minority in Ireland by 2040. Think about that. And then, I love that Conor McGregor is running for president. Hell, he couldn't do worse than the people who are there now. I love that there's starting to be like a backlash, a nativist backlash. I fear it's too late, but at least there's a start. But despite all the propaganda and the fixing of the media and the deplatforming of anybody who speaks out against it, the election numbers from Germany and Thuringia and other provinces in Germany it's pretty clear. There's a real backlash, and they will do anything to squash it, of course.
Yes.
So, but again, what Tom from Florida says is completely right. Immigration is a huge problem. But, and again, I want to say, it's only a symptom of the problem. It's there because the Jews have rammed it down our throats. It's the Jews that are the problem.
Yes. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Any doubt about it, Tom? A final thought?
No, that's it for me.
Right.
You guys are playing Alabama, Jim?
I'm worried.
Is it going to be
painful to watch? Is it going to be painful to watch?
I think it will. But, you know, a couple of years ago, you guys handed LSU their ass when they came up there.
Yeah, so. I know. But I'm telling you, we got a totally different team now. And all this, they're actually paying players to go to different schools now. You know, Ohio State, I'm told, spent $20 million, Peter. Do you know that? To bring in college
players? We
only
had seven transfers. Yeah. We're not out of the ordinary. I'm an Ohio State fan. We're not out of the ordinary at all.
Thank you. Ex-Gentile, I'm sorry I didn't get you. Call in tomorrow. I'll get you on, Gentile. I'll get you on for sure. Meanwhile, everyone, spend as much time with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Julie.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye. My friend with a little help from my friend.